John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is December 5th. We're in San Diego at the winter meetings, joined by two more Jays, and we're going to talk Yanks.
It's take me out to the ball game, but the words are changed.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy.
Old John Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Boy Jake.
I guess that will age well.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're only getting older.
Yeah.
Steaming?
Yeah. We don't really do the hot takes.
No. Steven Hot Takes?
Hi, Steven Hot Takes.
Oh, that's
a good name.
Call me Steve.
Introduce myself at the bar tonight.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy.
There's like multiple instruments involved in that.
Hello. Oh, yeah. It's Dan Zlotnick. He's a musician.
What up, Dan?
Used to date his sister.
Well.
Thank you. You did.
No.
You used to date your sister?
No.
Dan.
No, okay. No, he used to date my sister.
Oh.
At SeatGeek.
Now they're both married. Talking Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. Code Yanks. Get you $20 off.
Love that.
Any ticket you want.
Yeah.
Any ticket.
Anywhere but they sell seats.
We're going to sell tickets to the live recording tomorrow. We're going to put a seat there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do they sell Yankees World Series tickets on SeatGeek? Or no?
Oh.
Presumably
yeah.
At some point.
They probably had them up there.
Could I go?
At some point. After
this,
game.
This, there was probably Yankees World Series tickets for sale on SeatGeek this year.
Go
so
on
like
SeatGeek. 48 hours.
Yeah.
Go on SeatGeek and you can get tickets to game four, the 2022 ALCS for $6. SeatGeek will pay you $6.
We did a live watch party for that game.
I know.
That's a tough bounce.
It was
I
tough.
Saw, I, it
yeah.
was,
it ended
was,
up working out.
Well, anyway, we're here with Jordan and Jake from Sesame's Family Barbecue.
Hello.
And they told us they have a lot of Yankees questions.
It's
going to
be
us.
A unique episode.
So,
you
I mean,
guys
is
are the
everyone,
host now.
Are the Talking Yanks listeners going to hate you guys by the end?
Oh, yeah.
Because you just came in hot.
You're coming in
with
hot?
The World Series Yanks tickets.
We're giving you the floor because you have Yankees questions.
All right.
And then I have Boone, Boone, or Boone.
Okay. How are you guys
all right.
with the Yanks right now? Because it was a very weird year for you.
Yeah.
Where there were times where they were the best team ever and times where they couldn't have, you know, won the New York High School Championship.
Yeah. They're the worst first place team I've ever seen.
And an incredible baseball team at the same time.
Yeah.
And it all ended very sadly and with a whimper and not
you
a bang.
You guys saw
it.
You
well,
were watching.
Who would have
right?
thought they'd play the Astros?
Oh, my God. That's the thing. You can't account for that, right? Yeah. And that's tough.
That's baseball.
That's baseball.
Yeah, I think it is baseball. Well, I'm just curious, like, where you're...
Quite literally now, that is what baseball is.
Where's your mindset at right now as a Yankees fan?
It's one of those weird things as we've gone through all of this. As you guys know, we sat here 3 years ago. A lot has changed since then and even going back further.
Yep.
That last year, we watched one of the best starts in Yankees history.
Yep.
We're comparing it to 98.
Yep.
We watched a dude break the home run record.
That was pretty lit.
And it was just like, all right, Judge is doing it. Cool.
That surprisingly got very, not surprisingly, I guess. It got cool. I got more into that. That saved the season more than.
Oh, yeah. Oh
the
my God,
August is one of the worst months in Yankees history.
I want to hear about how it saved the season for you. Like at the end, like when you look back on it?
I'm a cynical person, and I was so jaded because I was getting so disappointed with the decision making and some of the moves they did and how they were running the team amidst that terrible collapse-esque, you know?
Yeah,
almost.
So I was really like, I'm ready for this team to just lose in the playoffs and I'm going to be mad about it and fuck this.
Yeah.
And then when Judge was starting to break the record and we had the chase, I got like baseball feelings that were like not part of winning and losing the season, like you know, like historical, like oh, we're in the middle of a documentary, like sentimental,
right.
like I'm
right.
sharing this with my dad. I mean, my dad went to games, we watched it together, like bigger feelings than winning or losing, you know. Which
different. And I think that's super interesting for the Yankees specifically, because more than any other team, your experience as a fan is super tied to winning and losing.
Yeah.
And as fans, like obviously that is what it should be. But we're Orioles and Mariners dudes.
Right.
Where so much of our experience of enjoying those teams over our lifetimes is had nothing to do with winning
yeah.
and losing. And so it is cool for me to hear that, like, for at least a month, you were able to not worry about the final score, or it wasn't the most important thing every day.
Yeah.
And you were able to just, like, sit back and watch, like, a Yankees game.
I was at least able to compartmentalize, like, my frustrations and my joy.
Which, and that was also something that they gave you by getting the enormous lead that they tried to blow, but they never really got that close, right? And so even when they were still losing games, it was like, oh, it's fine. They're still going to win the division, which is in some ways more frustrating because they looked like crap. And you kind of felt that going into the postseason, but you could focus. You're like, oh, great, he hit a home run. That's what matters. He hit a home run today.
Let me ask you a very specific.
But no, but it's like some of the downfalls weren't. They, like on our show before September started, I said to all, or August started, I said to all the Talking Yank listeners, like, this is going to be a horrible month. They don't care about this month.
Yeah.
They're going to sit. Sure, they're going to sit Rizzo. They're going to sit Stanton. They're gonna phantom IL pitcher. Yeah. Like we said that, like be prepared. But I did not think they were gonna go like
Carpenter got hurt
5-20, whatever the hell it was.
They didn't think so either.
But they didn't.
The number said the Yankees won't.
And they
do
didn't
that.
Balk. Right. And then other fans were like, they're not putting people on the IL for no reason. It's like, they admitted it.
Right.
Like Nestor Cortez got a phantom IL, and they laughed in our face about it. He was running the day after he went on the IL and stretching in the outfield.
No, you were
and
all
Marinaccio. They sent down just so they went up to cut him. And who else got phantom IL? Wandy got a phantom IL. Clay Holmes got a phantom.
Oh well,
Clay
Holmes needed that. He needed.
He did need it.
Yeah. But Clay Holmes needed to just like go sit on a beach for a week.
Yeah.
But you know they did all like they took August off.
Yeah. They sure did.
And it really blew up. They thought they could kind of win.
Did that matter in the end though? Because I don't think it did.
So.
No, what mattered was the
injuries. They were outgunned by Houston. They were outgunned by Houston. Benny and DJ being their lefty-righty versions of each other hurt, and maybe they win two games, but they weren't going to win that series.
Yep.
Like,
no way.
And it's just, I guess that's the part that's frustrating. Like, and you know, we were frustrated about the shortstop situation all year when you have these high prospects and you have a guy that you openly called a stopgap, and it wasn't high level, and we said, let's see what the kids are. So, you know, just in case we get to the postseason and you might want to play them, and here we are, season on the line, and we're playing the kids.
I felt so bad for IKF, to be honest with you. Like,
we kind of did too, man.
I was there a lot this year. Like, I was in the clubhouse, I was around, and like, he wanted it too much.
Yeah.
That was IKF's problem, that he wanted to.
Off the field, he handled it decently well. Like, his interviews were good. Yeah. His accountability was great.
Yeah.
But he was...
He is not...
Tough spot.
He's just not a shortstop.
He is not good enough at baseball to be the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees. And that is harsh. Mm-hmm. That is sad.
No, it was a crazy position to put him in.
Correct.
Exactly.
And my anger was never at him.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was at, like... What?
Right.
And the other thing why are you have this? I mean, anyone watched his footwork and like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a crazy person for the whole season where anytime I talked to a pro player or anything, I'd be like, does he look like shortstop? Does he look like a shortstop? And they'd be like, no, that's not the footwork of a short. Like, no. And I'd be like, well, so what's going on?
Right. And then they're like, but our secret metrics tell us he's great.
But like if in advance you're telling a guy he's a stopgap.
Yeah.
That's not exactly inspiring.
And they came to them and asked for help, we just found out.
Right. That was the part that was insane. When I heard you guys
he
talk
was
about
like,
that.
He's like, this is the worst I've ever felt defensively. Like, I could use some help. And
they're like, you're doing great.
Like, you're doing great.
Keep
like,
going.
Okay, well, you're bad at balls coming in, and you play the deepest shortstop in MLB. Maybe move in. Nope. They never did that.
Yeah. So, and then at the season on the line, it's like, okay, now you get out of the way. It's like, all right, well.
I mean, it ended up not being the problem, but it was just as the playoffs were approaching – you just, half the lineup was missing. The bullpen, which had been like this sneaky Yankees backbone the past couple years, just because they kind of missed the boat on value. Well, they found values, but they also paid guys. They had Britton, it's Chapman, and other teams just can't do that. That's part of the reason other teams like want to hate the Yankees and do. I mean, we're looking at the bullpen with Clay Holmes rehabbing during the Cleveland series.
Good time to do that.
What?
Yep.
They sent Wandy offsite with Matt Carpenter for both of them to rehab together instead of getting Matt Carpenter real major league at bats in Texas.
Could have used those.
And then he comes in and he goes 0-for until he gets his bloop single, and you know your season's over. There's just some little stuff that the organization does, and we've felt it over the past couple of years, and maybe it's becoming a bad thing because we're starting to almost get a little too confident, but you remember when the Yankees rolled out a lineup of all righties and that didn't work?
Yeah.
I remember when the Yankees were like, we don't really need to worry about running out to first and some defensive stuff, and that didn't really work. And then they changed all that. They said, let's become really good defensively. And they got Trevino, and they improved a lot of spots. Yeah, and it's like, okay, this is a better brand. They got some lefty balance, and you're like, oh, this works. Wait, the lefties like that short porch? Like, Luke Voit can reach it too. That's cool. But so can Rizzo. He really sure likes it. So, yeah. I don't know. It just felt like a weird – the word Jimmy ended up liking a lot was amalgamation.
Yep.
It's a weird amalgamation of a lot of things that just like, yeah, you're not going to beat that team that's now been there six straight years, and they're dominant, and they're better than you.
Right. And Boone, the whole time in August, stayed steady. He never panicked. He never changed things up. Like being in...
He gave one slap.
He gave one slap at a table, but like beyond that...
one slap at a table.
But beyond that, he stayed the course. And it's difficult because you... prescribe to that what happens at the end, right? So, like, the outcome influences the way that you see the process. And so if the Yankees win the World Series, it's like Aaron Boone never wavered. Aaron Boone stayed steady. Right. Aaron Boone didn't blink. But because they lose to Houston, it's like he wasn't urgent enough. He didn't do this. And that's what I find really difficult to critique because we're not in that room. What I can say is I do think that there is an element of, like, we're the Yankees, things will figure themselves out. And I think that mindset of what makes the Yankees so imposing as an opposing player or team where it's like they are able to get the most out of a lot of guys and there is something real about being on the Yankees that's good. I think there's also like the self-importance aspect of it where it's like, oh, we're going to figure it out. We're going to win. These guys will be great. We're the Yankees. And I think there's that balance there, right? Well, and I think you see that in the fan base too. And there's like we see it as people who don't like, you know, we do not root for the Yankees, where there's like a sense of entitlement, right? And I think that you guys get a lot of stick for that, but the entitlement aspect of it is earned. Like, of course, it's entitled. This is all you know. You grew up
That's
as
the
a
brand
baseball.
That's that they curated.
Yeah, of course.
So now they're getting mad at the audience for being like, well, that's
the
Yankees.
The standard. We raised,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you curated.
You're not happy with the 91 win, one game wild card season? We made the playoffs.
Yeah, they're like getting pissy at us. Also, like, what? That's a good. It's like, no. Like, you curated this brand of like,
and it's the
only thing that matters
it's
is the World
awesome,
Series.
Dude.
Like, nothing else matters. Anything short of, like, that is what you sold us and raised us on. You can't get mad at us.
Lose 90 games one time. Just see how it feels.
It.
No.
I want once in your lives
to have
see
a 90 win season.
Just like
a 90 loss season.
A forgettable
I mean, it
season.
Is basically impossible. I mean, I guess 2014. But, like, it is basically impossible to imagine. Kind of.
And
but,
I will say, what you talked about with Judge in September.
We should probably talk about Judge, by the way.
It gives you a different perspective on baseball. And I mean this genuinely. Like, I hope you get 1 year where the Yankees stink and you get to just have a slightly different view on how
the only
teams operates.
2021 Yankees stunk. I know they won 90 games. No one knows how they won 90 games.
No,
I
know. I agree. Well, they were for the same.
They had won one win streak.
They had one win streak. But they won one game run. The games they won were by one, and the other teams just like got scared and ran
you're
away.
You're right, but they won 90.
But they still
90 times.
Won 90 times.
You watched the Yankees, and at the end, you were like,
all those wins felt like losses.
Sometimes
Yankee fans live in a different reality. And win reality, have you guys stepped in yet?
No, honestly, this is the VR thing I would like to very much try.
No, it is fun.
I stepped in against an 8-year-old. Clip that. And it's actually the hardest one. I know you're probably like, Jake, it's probably not. But it's really hard to time it up because it's like 40 feet and the ball's kind of... but they have eight under up to pro. They got 600-plus pitchers in there. Your pitcher, are you still twirling it?
No, I've hung
the
it up. I coach,
UCL, not,
damn,
just not
coaching Little League now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I'm sure they got some sidewinders in there.
Yeah, I hope so.
We got to counter the pitchers. The pitchers have all this technology. They're learning each bullpen session. Now with Win Reality, especially us Northeast lads, get your reps in. Are you kidding me?
This is a great idea because to counter the pitchers, I was just going to take a lead pipe to their legs. But this is much
this is
more
cleaner.
Moral than that.
And you know who uses this? Maybe Paul Goldschmidt. Have you heard of him?
He's okay. Some of the top MVP. Programs, some of the top college programs in the country, I know, use this.
Yeah, it's also used by hundreds of colleges across the nation.
Yeah.
Huh. So,
you read ahead.
If you're getting serious about your hitting, link up with WinReality, winreality.com/yanks, and receive a free bat attachment. Hello, with your WinPro plan. Sign up today, winreality.com/yanks.
You could be the next Isaiah Kinefelefa.
What else do you need from us? What's on your hearts?
Okay. Is Judge going to the Yankees?
Let's talk about Judge. I not even about where he's going to go, why he's going to go there. I want to know how you've actually been processing it, following it on a day-to-day basis.
Free agency or the season?
Free agency.
Free agency, okay. Since the season ended. Okay, because obviously you've already been thinking about it, and it seemed like you didn't have to – you kind of knew an extension wasn't happening during the season, so once you got past that. But since the season has ended, since he has been a free agent
–
like, is this something you are waking up and it is one of the first things you're thinking about? Are you purposefully putting it aside? I mean, now we've getting reports that it seems like it's getting closer to some sort of resolution.
Right.
Like, how much anxiety for you as Yankees fans is around it? Is that born in you being just a mature, regular adult? Or like, is it in the confidence that he's coming back?
Is that because you have neither child nor perspective?
Okay. It's like hiding the present from yourself before Christmas. Like, I can't wake up
that's
and look
good,
at it under the tree.
That's a good way to,
so I just it's like compartmentalizing. Like, I'm not reading or following.
Yes.
It has to find me in a different way. Like, and we'll sit down and the notes for the show,
and I'm putting it in your face, and I apologize.
Or when Cashman went on a radio show, and they're like, the offer's out,
right?
And then you know when they speak,
yeah,
that's the
you're not that, seeking
there
it
is,
out.
There
you're
is.
Not,
I yeah. only am reading. Cashman quotes, Howe quotes, or Judge quotes. But I'm not reading what reporters are saying.
Because only five things have actually happened.
Yes.
Right? There was him in the hotel lobby in San Francisco. Yeah. There was the report, the Andy Martino situation with the Mets and the Yankees. Yeah. There was the Cashman quote. Yeah. And that's really...
Passing report.
The passing report.
What was the passing report?
What the Yankees offer was maybe 8-300.
Right. There was the Rosenthal. It's probably going to take 9. Right. And then there was one more thing. I can't even remember. But there really hasn't been. Oh, he had dinner with a lot of the Giants people.
Sure.
Right? But beyond that, we haven't had anything.
The biggest things to me were when Hal said, I talked with Aaron myself, and we talked about doing more than just getting him and giving us the time to go get more players.
Right.
And I was like, all right, that's something tangible that you're saying you talked about. And then Judge told reporters, wherever I sign, I want to do it fast so they have time
to do other stuff.
And I was like, okay, so that's a similar conversation. And then I believe Judge was the one who said, you know, I'm excited to get – they're like, how's free agency going? He's like, I'm excited to get it going. Winter meetings is usually when it all kicks off. And that's when you would sign to give yourself time to do other moves.
Right.
So to me, it seems like this week is we're on the clock now.
I love the Judge Rye smile that he has, right, where he's saying something that he can't say.
Because he won.
Right.
Right,
he
exactly.
bet on himself.
Bingo.
And he broke the home run record. Who are the two guys that had the record? Who are the two guys that had the AL record before him?
Roger Maris.
Roger Maris Jr.'s dad, yes.
And George.
Roger Maris Jr. has a dad?
And George Herman.
George.
So the Yankees.
Big George.
Who you guys naturally hate a little bit.
Was adopted. George Herman.
I want to unpack that later.
I would go to my cafeteria in high school every day with my Red Sox and Mets fans and get killed
because
Yankees signed Giambi. And the Yankees signed
Wasn't Babe Ruth adopted by a guy named Babe? And then they called him Babe's kid? It was like a scout that adopted him.
I thought it was a pig.
Would people care about him if he went by George?
We'll circle up on that.
No.
I want to hear about the cafeteria.
People hated my Yankee fandom because the Yankees signed everybody.
And the
Yankees have this tradition of winning and the money and all the Yankees, right?
The Yankees.
Aaron Judge.
He was like, no, I'm not.
Hits free agency. A guy that if money wasn't involved, if this was like the 80s and the 70s and like he would have been given the captain's badge, but they're basically holding it ransom because they're like, well, you need to sign first. If the Yankees don't sign Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
When we early got thrust into this, talking Yanks, 2017, internet and all of it, and, you know, we started reading some of the tweets about kids that were like, the Yankees don't spend, and we're like, you can't say that. Like, the Yankees are spending.
Yeah.
You know, that, and, you know, we started to appreciate more of this next generation of Yankee fans that they didn't have the spoiled 90s that we had and we grew up into, that it's like, if Aaron Judge is gone and we have one title in the past 20 years, you didn't re-sign the home run champ, the guy that should be your captain, you got outbid by the San Francisco Giants.
Right. It's like, what's going on here?
The Yankees are
starting
not
to not look
those
like
Yankees.
Starting to not look like what it has
new
been.
Ownership. Yep. Like,
what so about, wait, so what about I you, think, Jake, in terms of?
I think
so,
Yankees fans.
Yeah.
In my head, if Judge doesn't in my head, Judge is resigning.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then all of that that you felt kind of bottled out comes up, and I begin the second half of my career as Mad Dog Russo Light.
No, talking snakes.
Talking snakes.
You just totally pissed.
You're the snake. I'm
the only podcast where we want snakes in the grass.
Yes. Sorry.
Well, you know, like Red Sox fans were losers, like born losers, like their dads never won and their grandpas
generations
never won.
Of family
generations
did not
of
win.
Family, and that's how they knew how to be fans. They're like, you know, nothing ever happens for
the
us.
The Cubs are more like that, but yeah.
Well, the Red Sox were like that. Yeah. But then they started winning every year and the fans had no idea how to handle like winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Yankees, like younger Yankees fans right now that have been raised on this like tradition, like 25 or 24 and down, I guess. They're like been raised on this, like, but they've never seen it.
Yeah,
so there's this really weird, pissy movement, and Yankees fans were like, they are acting like, you know, downtrodden kids.
Yeah.
And like,
in the one year they did win, what did they do the free agency before that?
They went ham.
They went.
But yeah, but even like, that's 09. Like, these kids were like not even old.
So you bring up a really interesting point. So I coach
the identity is getting
New
like
York.
Flipped.
Sure.
Right. And my kids, I coach 10-year-olds, but I've also, you know, coached 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. These kids have never seen the Yankees win the World Series.
Yeah.
And so, like, one kid shows up to practice in, like, a Luke Voit jersey last year in 21. And I'm like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, you excited about the Yankees, Red Sox, wild card? Kid's like, they're just going to blow it like they always do.
Right? Yes.
And I was so, right? I was like, what are you talking
yes.
about?
See, like, we're getting a weird where, like, the younger fan base is like, oh, shit, but they never actually experienced the winning, so...
Right.
It's weird. We're like
it's
if the Yankees don't win in the next 2-3 years, we're full blown like Mets. Yeah. The way the younger the way the younger fans talk is like how I associate Mets fans.
Don't put that pain on me, Ricky Bobby.
But I'm not saying this for me because I had some winning, but that's just how like when I talk to younger Yankees fans, they are like
that's true.
I think Mets fans sound like.
Okay, so if Judge stays.
Right.
Here's the thing I keep thinking about.
Right.
If they sign Judge, then what are they? They are the team that just got pantsed by the Astros. So it can't just be Judge.
Correct.
Because he's going to be worse than he was last year.
Well, no,
he has to be. He's not going to be an 11.5 win player, right? Let's say he's like an 8 win player.
Still awesome.
Still awesome. Still amazing.
Yeah,
get MVP
they need
votes,
they need contact. They need Benny or DJ.
They need Benny or DJ, and they need. That Peraza, Cabrera, Volpe group
Spike.
To do
what
more,
they
right?
really need is for the this is that them that's
yeah some of the Yankees staff there. Hey guys,
well this is what the,
let's get their
opinion. Staff as they walk by us, they need to be on the same page.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
need the analytics department, the scouts, the GM, and the manager to all be told one decision.
Yeah,
because otherwise you start 3 different shortstops in a ALCS.
Did that happen?
Yeah. So
was that a record? Did we confirm?
To
that
the Yankees?
3 straight games.
3 straight games.
Yankees.
Peraza.
2 of them rooks.
Yeah.
One's a third baseman.
Yeah. But other than that, it went well.
Yeah. Yeah. Swimmingly.
I'm in.
And that's because it's 3 different departments winning the vote.
I am all in on Oswaldo, though. I got to tell you.
You like the swag?
I am in.
Yeah.
I think he's. I it's like a switch hit Chris Taylor. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Ooh. Do we have another ad or we're good?
Can I read it?
I think we're good, right?
We
we're going to play Boone, Boone, or Boone.
Okay, I'll take Boone.
Should be what? Oh, Roman.
Yeah.
How are you guys at sex?
I'm probably like a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Seems like you're off
Not
the hook
bad.
Here.
That's awesome.
Maybe he's already asked you in a previous ad read.
Yeah.
How am I at sex?
He knows. 3 out of 10, you just told us.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
Okay, that's 3 out of 10 is awesome.
I'm in a long-term relationship, so it doesn't
matter.
Low
no,
stakes.
It matters, but, you know.
Well with Roman, there's a couple things. Do you want a better sex life?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Not really.
Why not?
Oh, okay.
A little better, like a little boost.
Okay, what else do they
I'm
got?
I'm doing great.
The Roman swipes.
What is that?
So you get kind of, I think the kids are saying bricked up.
I don't know about this.
You get bricked up.
Kids are saying
and
that.
And then if you're worried about prematurely
yep.
ejaculating.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You swipe it on your boner before you have sex.
I'd never heard of that.
Wait.
This is really well, a Gen Z.
Achoo, and you swipe it.
Last four times longer in bed.
Or you could wow. just take SSRIs like me. It does the same thing.
But with Roman, they also have their T support. If your testosterone levels are low, that'll yeah. help your
people
libido.
Like
you know what yeah. I'm saying?
Like and pistachios.
No waiting rooms, no hassle, straightforward digital experience. And they just changed the website, guys. ro.co/yanks. That's going to get you 20% off your entire first order. ro.co/yanks today. 20% off your entire first
order. They doing hair stuff now, too?
Maybe.
They got some stuff, yeah.
They're okay. doing hair stuff?
Yeah.
No, this is Daniel, Herman, or Aaron.
I don't know about Herman.
Herman Boone?
Yeah.
Can I just Google him quickly?
No.
He's the coach of the Titans.
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
What?
The current?
Remember the Titans.
Oh.
I've never seen that movie.
I actually have seen that movie, but I would not have remembered and could not tell you anything about it. But go ahead.
Herman Boone?
You've never
what?
Seen Remember
go
the
ahead.
Titans?
Remember the Titans? That's a great movie.
We don't
here's
really watch a lot of
yeah, movies. Yeah, here's this a good... like.
You guys got to talk to We Got Ice.
What are we known for is like not seeing movies. We go on podcasts and people are like,
you've never seen
you
that?
Haven't seen... What?
Remember the Titans was like four songs.
I've never seen
you
Bull
never
Durham.
Took a,
sorry.
You never took a bus ride?
Okay.
Sorry, I was
you never
watching
took like a bus ride
okay.
with a team?
I was watching
in college?
Baseball, Jimmy.
No, yeah. we
In like high school?
No,
like
in college.
You never got on a bus because they had to play Remember the
Titans. Remember
Titans
is on
it
in every bus
law.
Trip.
We yeah. watched three movies in college.
Jake is
American,
crumbling.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Bad.
Awful. Miracle.
Great.
And then Miracle.
Great.
Again, we would watch it again.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Two times. Okay.
That's
right.
fine.
So
Herman Boone.
I'm going to tell you a quote, and you have to tell me which Boone said this. Daniel, Herman, or Aaron?
Daniel. Okay. I mean, Daniel Boone quotes could be all over the place. How okay. much are we really verifying those? Go ahead.
I'm going now. My time has come.
That's going to be Daniel Boone.
Yeah, I'll go.
I'm leaning Daniel.
I'll go Danny Boone.
Perfect. You guys all got
what's
it
the context?
Right.
Where's he going?
Dying.
He's dying.
Yeah, I'm not sure it doesn't say it. The quote ends there.
He's going to the farm upstate, Jordan.
I don't know. Was he religious?
He told me the ghost would show up eventually.
Aaron, for sure.
That's a Herman.
I'm going Aaron.
That's Aaron Boone. He's talking about Derek Jeter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
That was Aaron Boone. Tim Wakefield, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what about this one? I killed my brother with malice in my heart.
Aaron Boone.
I'm going to go Daniel, I think. Seems pretty savage.
Is Brett Boone okay? Like, is he
Daniel?
Yeah. No, that's Herman Boone.
Herman Boone, what? Yeah.
Hatred destroyed my family. That's the next part of the quote.
Oh, my God.
You guys are doing not great, I don't think.
Okay.
Okay, what about this green field right here painted red, bubbling with the blood of young boys.
Aaron Boone.
That's got it. It's got to be Herm.
It's Herm.
Big Herm.
Nice. Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, did you? Sorry, did you see the blood of young boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Civil I do War. Not want to see this movie.
Yeah, it was a Civil War. Okay.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I like it.
My guys are savages.
Daniel Boone.
Did he have guys?
All three.
That's true. I mean, Herm probably was thinking it at times. But that's Aaron.
Were they in the box, the Savages?
Yeah. That's the end of the quote.
I have all three.
Do you guys like when Aaron Boone gets ejected?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good for business.
Why not?
We
clicks.
We were in a dangerous, helpless situation, exposed daily to the perils and death among savages and wild beasts.
Aaron Boone.
Daniel. That's old Danny boy.
That was Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys
did good.
Okay, so we kind of rallied there in the second
half.
That was Boone, Boone, or Boone?
Yeah.
That was the you had us in the first
half. Well,
situation.
I'm not going to cut him and eat him.
We used to play that in bar mitzvahs when I was growing up. Boone, Boone, or Boone.
That's a good quote. One.
Yeah. Instead of Coke
well,
and Pepsi.
I'm not going to cut him and eat him.
Well, I'm not going to cut him and eat him.
Aaron Boone.
Cut him and eat him.
Phil Knight.
Cut him and eat him. Oh, man. I think probably Big Herm.
That was Herm, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Not Aaron Boone.
That's the quote?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Boone wouldn't say that. Boone might say,
that's
like, we are the Yankees, we win.
All three on record that. Saying that, yeah.
I'm a winner, I'm going to
win. Yeah. Aaron doesn't say I a lot. He's
that's
a wee
true.
Guy.
Big wee guy.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to say that? Like, he's not really on the team. He's managing the team, but he's not playing
well,
the game.
But because it's a group decision, always.
Okay. I was just doing wee
the Yankees
discourse.
Are a group project.
They are.
They are.
Too many. Probably too many people in the group.
Yeah.
Too many cooks in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Far
too many.
Too many cooks in the
takes
kitchen.
Takes a lot.
Well, I'm happy that I've learned more about the Yankees today.
Is that any more Boone quotes?
I think I did them all.
Okay.
I feel like all you need for happiness is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife.
Aaron Boone.
That was when they asked him about Wandy Peralta pitching in all the games. He was like,
Wandy's the best. Do you guys know that?
Hey,
Wandy seems like the best.
Why is Ronald Guzman batting fourth today? Oh, all you need in life is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife.
Jake and I were at that game.
I was at that game, too.
That was it.
They won that game. People forget that. They won that game.
Oh, they walked it off.
It was the first game of a doubleheader.
Ronald Guzman, the single worst performance. And the sad part, so that day, I walk into the clubhouse, and I see him there. And he's such a nice guy. And he was so excited to be a Yankee. I walked up to him. I was like, this
he
must be cool.
Yankees.
Ronald Guzman?
Did you see his quote?
After or before?
Before.
It was before when they found
him. Before.
What the devil?
He was like on the Rangers and hit three home runs. And he was like, I hate the Yankees. I always root for them to lose. I never want to be a Yankee.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was like some quote that was wildly like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And then I want to be like Ronald Guzman.
And then he didn't run out that ball.
So you think he was like a mole?
Oh,
no.
Sabotage?
No, but rarely do you see a guy with that short of a leash. I think not running out that ball was like
game over.
See ya.
Yeah.
Like no.
That was a hell of a, we're not gonna ever do that again.
I asked Boone in that presser, I was like, why is he hitting fourth?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, we just like certain guys in certain spots.
That's what they told me. That's what I got handed.
Go Yanks.
Thanks to Jordan, Jake, Cespedes.
You guys are great.
Family Barbecue.
We appreciate it.
All of this was brought to you by DraftKings. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Get in the holiday hoops action. Wow. Do you guys like basketball?
Holiday hoops. A little.
Sign up with code JOMBOY. Place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOMBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Bet on sports.
One last quote.
Do you guys ever draft?
You're having a piece of shit start to this game. And I feel bad for you.
Do you ever draft Kings?
I don't think we ever drafted Kings.
I'll take Gustav of Sweden.
Interesting.
I'll take Louis.
Carlos Correa.
Wow.
I'll take De'Aaron Fox.
No, the 14th.
Nice.
Can I take Mike King coming back strong from the surgery?
Yes. Yes, back to
love
the
that guy.
Bernie Mac, Kings of Comedy.
Okay. LeBron?
No, undrafted. You don't like basketball.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye. Go Yanks. Tom Grams.
Go Yankees.
The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.